I was born within about 20-odd miles.
Right. And what's your name?
Richard Davis.
Richard Davis. Mm. Right, okay. And so you've lived here most of your life then?
No, I've lived here about 20 years.
20 years. But you
were born? I was born down the Radna Valley.
Oh, right. Whereabouts?
Hilltop.
Hilltop.
Effingham.
Right. Oh, I know that.
Right
on
Arthur's Dyke.
Yes, yes, I know it. I know it. So you're up here today, just visiting?
Oh, no, we just come up here. We're going down to, by New Radnor.
Right.
Water Breakers Neck.
Yes, I know there. I know there. So you come to the dams and see the dams quite often?
When the wife was alive, I used to be up here all the time walking.
Yeah?
She used to pick blackberries up the side of the dam.
Did she?
She'd pick enough of blackberries to last her 12 months.
And make blackberry pie and blackberry jam.
Yeah. Claire will tell you about Leah's jam.
Yeah. Granny jam, we call them.
Yeah. Mm. And have you noticed any changes up here since all the time that you've been coming?
I've noticed a lot of changes in my life, all for the worse.
Oh dear.
No, it's a different world now to when I was born.
Yes, it is, very much so.
I was born in 29, say.
Right. And what did you do? What was your career?
Well, I was a builder at one time a day.
Mm.
Then I went into foliage.
Right.
I was in foliage for about 30-odd years.
Oh, right. So I've been all over the place then.
Oh, I've done all sorts of things.
Yeah.
From timber work, building work, forestry work.
Mm. There's plenty of forestry up around here, isn't there?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And what do you think of the visitor centre?
It's a big boom. It's done a lot of, it's run right out of a lot of trade there.
Mm.
Because everybody comes up here now, see?
Yes, yes. We've been talking to some people today who are actually staying in Raider and coming up and visiting.
Yeah. They don't stop in Raider no more, so they come straight up here.
Mm. I mean, the short term ones, yeah. There's a lot of walking and cycling.
Pardon?
A lot of walking and cycling.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
Yes, Claire and her boy went cycling.
Yeah.
Mm. Hired bikes.
Yes.
Yeah. But she's left the boy at home this time.
Yeah. And what are your memories of Raider?
Only good memories.
Good. Has that changed much over the years?
No, it doesn't change much. Mm. This part of the world never changes much, do it?
No, it's nice. It's
no,
nice.
It doesn't change much.
Whereabouts did you go to school?
Effingham.
You were in Effingham then?
Yeah. The school has been closed for years.
Yes.
When I was in the building, I turned it into a guest house.
Right,
school.
Right.
Yeah. Some people bought it from London.
Mm.
They turned it into a guest house, and the moment they turned it into a guest house, the lady who owned it said she wasn't going to slave over a hot stove all day.
Mm.
We sold it.
Oh, okay.
He was into this, he had a child. You've seen these baby bouncer things advertised.
Mm.
He was the one who's invented that.
Invented those, right.
You know how they put them on? The last I heard of those, they were King's Thorn Way.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. I got the. Oh, someone asked me what name I said's bad.
No, because this is the Ellen Village school. But.
Oh, I got a good friend lives over there in the
Yes. Who's that?
May Lewis.
Oh, May. She's lovely, isn't she? Yes.
Oh, you know May.
I know May. Yes, I met her last week. We were doing an exhibition up at Nantwilt Church.
Yeah.
And
She runs that chapel down the valley. Yeah.
Yes. Mm. So how long have you known May?
Oh, 10, 12 years.
Yeah.
I had some good friends lived up at Marteg.
Oh, yes.
They moved down to Devon.
Very old, yeah. Because Marteg used to have a station, didn't it?
Yes.
That's right.
It went right through, railway went right through to Linidlows.
Mm.
Through the tunnel there.
Yeah. Again, times change, because Raider used to have a station, didn't it?
In the 60s, the politicians tore all the railways up, and now they could do with them. Now they say they're too expensive to relay them.
Yes, I know.
Politicians.
And people need them now. But yes.
So well, if they'd have had a bit of sense in the 60s, they would have foreseen that, surely.
Yeah, but... Yeah. So, have you been to see May recently?
Oh, she comes down to visit me regularly.
Yeah.
I don't drive anymore, so I used to go up and see her regularly. But
yeah.
When her son was alive.
Yes.
She had a son who was crippled, he was paralyzed from the neck down.
Oh, dear.
He died a couple of three years ago.
Right.
She looked after that boy all his life, from the time he was 20.
Yeah.
He dived in the river and bumped his head and...
That's it. Yeah.
First time he'd ever done it.
Yeah. Yes, it's hard to know, isn't it? Yeah. Well, Mr. Davis, thank you very much for talking to me today. It's been really interesting. Thank you.
I had a woman come to me in the surgery the other day. She was why she come to me, I don't know. But she started talking about a place called Penarthur, right on Offa's Dyke. Why she come talking to me about it? I don't know whether somebody told her that I come from that area.
Don't know.
But
yes, yeah, it's lovely around there as well.
Yeah. Yes. Well, I was born on Offa's Dyke. So Offa's Dyke runs within a couple of hundred yards of where I was born.
Yes.
Tailtop, it comes up through Bertha.
Yep.
Bertha's mentioned in the Domesday Book, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is. Yes, that's brilliant. Well, thank you very much. Yeah, thank you.